learn it together. Since it's a small group tonight, so let's learn it together. I want to understand the Rishonim over here in the sugya, and it's such a fundamental understanding to the entire beginning of Bava Kamma. Now, Bezim and Aleph. Abba Abbas, Nizikin, Ashar, Vabar, Hamave, Vahever. Like we said last week, that the four Abbas, which are written in the Torah, is the Shar, which is the Negicha, Goring, is the bar, which is the pit, there's the Mave, which question Igmar what it is, but the Mave, according to one man nomen Igmar, is the Shein, which is the teeth, while he's eating, he's destroying it because he's eating. Vaheva is the fire. So these are the four Avos Nezikin. Now we said last week that these four, why is it called something an Av Nezikin? Because whatever is written in the Torah is an Av Nezikin. So these four are written in the Torah. Everything else is called a Talda. That's what Rashi says clearly. Avos Kari La'anach, Yechsivim B'kar Behedya. Now, just to give us a little background information, the Gemara says that each four of these Avos Nezikin have their own unique characteristic. For example, Ashar, the Negicha, Goring, the characteristic is Kavanos Lahazik. It has intention to destroy. That's the form of Mazik that you do, the animal does, the Mama in HaMazik does, when it's Kavanos Lahazik. The Bar, what's unique about the Bar, is that it's Boso the Naichi Mazki, which means it damages, but only after it's stationary. In other words, the nizak, the thing that gets damaged, falls into the bar. I place something, I place the sakala, and bossa the naichi, after it's stationary, maski, that's when it damages. The shein, what's unique about the shein, is the hanoho lehazekoi, meaning that it causes damage, but it gets hanoho from it. And then the eish, what's unique about the eish, is the koyach acham uvaboy. In other words, besides my animal or my fire, there's also another force that's included in that fire. So these are the four Avos Nezikin, and each one has their own unique characteristics. You might as well say, from the fact that each one has their own unique characteristics, so therefore they are told this as well. If I find other forms of Mazikin which have that characteristic, you might as well say, for example, a told of Karen is Negifa. What's Negifa? Pushing, or Neshicha, or biting. So it's also Kavanah Shel Hazik, it's also intent to destroy, but it's not the horn, but rather it's the body, or it's in other ways that it has Kavanos Lazik. But that's the concept. The concept is, these are the four Avos Nezikin, each one with its own unique characteristic, and from there we learn all the other Toldos, all the other the Mazikim, which are also Chayev, and they're not written in the Torah, it's Avos, but they're Toldos, but they have the same characteristics, and therefore they're also Chayev on Mom and Hamad. Right? That's the understanding, the simple understanding, the basic understanding of Avos and Toldos. So the Mishnah continues, Lo Arei Ashar Karei Amava, Lo Arei Amava Karei Ashar. The Gemara says you'd be able to learn each one from the other, but the Shar is not like the Mava, and the Mava is not like the Shar. Lo Zevezesh Yesh Mechuchayim Karei Oesh, and both of them have Ruachayim, they have a living soul, not like the fire, that ain't Ruachayim. Lo Zevezesh Dakan Leilach Hazik Karei Abar, and all three of them are Dakan Leilach Hazik, they go out and they damage like the pit, Shein Dakan Leilach Hazik, but they're all equal, that they could cause damage, and you have a chiyuv to watch them. And once it causes damage, you chayv to pay tashlumin. So we see from the Mishnah clearly that there is a tzad, there's a havamina to learn one from the other. You can learn one from one because each one has a mila that the other one has, does not have, but all four together have a tzad hashaveh, shadak lazik, that they could potentially cause damage, and you have to watch them. But that's really what the Mishnah is telling us. In other words, I would be able to learn one from the other, but I can't, because each one has its unique characteristic, but from all four together, I'm able to learn that any future type of mazik, I'm able to learn from all four together. Right? Is it clear? That's what the Mishnah is saying. Nachum, you with me? That's the basic understanding of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Midiktani Avos, from the fact that the Mishnah says Abba Avos Nezikin, from the fact that the Mishnah quotes four Avos, Michlal, that seems to be the Iko Toldos. That means there are also Toldos. Avos, once the Mishnah says four Avos Nezikin, just like the Shabbos, this is the Av Malacha, so that means there must be Toldos as well. Michlal, Midiktani Avos, Michlal, Iko Toldos. So there are Toldos as well. So the Gemara's question is, Toldos Seim Kayyotzeben, Are the toldos the same as the others? Right, toldos means other form of mazikim, which are not those four, but they're similar to that. Toldos same. The toldos from the av, kayyotzben, are they the same? Oilav kayyotzben, or they're not the same? That's what the Gemara's question is. Now, what does it mean the same and not the same? So you can go. You don't have to go through the whole Gemara. The Gemara first one to bring it right from Shabbos. Now, the Shabbos town, always mafas avoyim chas achas, always mechaldi katoldus, so ten kiyotzben, loishna afchatos, loishna toldo chatos, loishna afskila, loishna toldo skila. In other words, the Gemara says basically that by Shabbos we find avoyim and toldus, and you do mlocha, whether it's the av mlocha, or you do the tolda, right? When you do soichet, which is a tolda of dosh, right? It's the same thing, you both get chatos, and you go both chai misa, so therefore there's no difference between av and tolda by Shabbos. The Enigma wants to say that maybe there's a difference, etc., etc. The Enigma wants to say that, turning to the end of the page, Tnan, Ovis, Atumis, Hasheret, Vashich, Vazera, Vitnei Meis, so the same, Lav, Kiyot, Ben, and he says that by Ovis, Atumah, so there's the Aviavos, Atumah, which is the Tomei Tav, there's the Avatumah, and then every level goes down another level. In other words, somebody who touches the Avatumah only considers the Rishon Atumah. See, the Ilu Av, Metam, Adam, Mekalim, that the Av is Metam, Adam, Mekalim, makes tummy men and utensils. The Ilah told us, but whoever touched Dav is earthly mashkimitame, other mekalelemitame. So we see that told us is a step down from an av. So we have two types of others and told us. By Shabbos, the told us are the same as the others, and by Tuma, the told us are not the same as the others. So here the Gemara asks the question, 1 second, Hachamai, what is the halacha there? And that's really what I want to focus on. By Nezikin, what is the halacha? Told us same, Kayyotzben. Or tell the same, laugh the yesterday. Oh, so look in Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. Let's get into the Gemara. Hachamai, says Rashi number base. Base number base, Hachamai. Told us the Shabbos. Havik Ovis. Told us by Shabbos are like Ovis. Told us the Tumah, loy Havik Ovis. By Tumah, it goes a step down. It's not like the same of Ovis. But Hachamai told us the Nizokin Mai. By told us by Nizokin, what is it? Mi Amrina, do we say, Toldos, Kayyotzben, the things which are not written in the Torah, but we learn all types of mazikin, the gif and the sheikh, all types of toldos, of Karen, of Shein, of Shar, are Kayyotzben, they're the same. Loishna av, loishna tolda, there's no difference. The av or the tolda, im hizik mishalem, if you damage, you chayiv to pay. Oidil maloy, or maybe not. What does Rashi mean to say? Or maybe not, meaning, if told the same lav kayyotzben, what's the halacha? Odil malay means either you're chayav to pay, or it told is not like an av, and you're potter to pay. That's where Rashi learns. Makshin ha'olam, including Nachum Kagan. If that's what Rashi's come to tell us, then what do you mean there's a tolda? If you tell me that a tolda is lav kayyotzben, meaning there is a tolda, lav kayyotzben, not the same as the av, because you're potter. What does it mean? Told? It means if I do it, if my animal, instead of goring with the Karen, pushes with the body, which Igmar says is the told of Karen, and that's lafki yetzben, meaning you're potter, what do you mean told? Then nothing happened. So if you, how could I actually say, told the same lafki yetzben? If that's the case, the my ikri told us. In other words, why is it called a told? It doesn't do anything. One question. What? Oh, so that's the question asking Rashi. So the Welt, the world answers, like Shlomo wants to say. Remember last week we said that besides the mazik that you have to pay, there's also a concept that it's forbidden to be mazik, right? It's forbidden to be mazik. So maybe that's what Rashi has come to say, that if you have a tolda of Karen, meaning the ox, instead of goring, but it pushes, so even though you're going to be potter, told the same last year, man, why is it called a tolda? Because it's still forbidden. It's still usur. But that only works what the isser is of being mazik. If the isser of mazik is a general halacha of hashavas aveda, like we said last week, correct, it has nothing to do with being a tolda. It's not that you learned it from the av, and therefore, that even though last year, meaning you're not high to pay, but you still have an Issa Mazik. That doesn't make sense. Because it's irrelevant that it's a tolda or not a tolda. It's always also to be matter. This whole pshat would work if you learn like the Baruch Ber. The Baruch Ber says that every mazik, right, when the Torah says that you have to pay by the shor, it also says, v'lo yishmerenu bala, which means that combined with every mazik, the Torah says that besides the fact that you have to pay, there's also a chiyus to watch it. But the fact that by din that the Torah says you mechuyev to pay, so that means the Torah falls on you, oh, you have to watch it. And the Baruch Ber says, every mazik has its own chiyuv shmirah. That's what he says in the name of Reb Chaim. So according to that, then that can be pshat in Rashi. In other words, the toldah of Keren is a chiyuv, not just, in other words, so the same kayesu ben, you chayev to pay, or last kayesu ben, meaning you're potter to pay, but you still have an isher mazik, which is unique and exclusive to the toldah of the av. Maybe that's pshat in Rashi. They want to say like that, that's the general pshat in Rashi. Very good, Shlomi. You want to see your Baruch Ber, you want to see your Baruch Ber, but that's the basic understanding what Rashi is coming to tell us. The problem with that is, let's be honest, is that Rashi don't say that. Right? Rashi says, don't say, k'yayt to them, means either you chayt to pay, or last year to them, you potter. Means you potter to pay. So what are you telling me? No, last year to them, but you still also to be masik. Rashi would have said that. Rashi don't say that. Pasha pshat in Rashi, it's sarachim. Very difficult to understand. Why is something called a tolder if you potter to pay? It doesn't make sense. So Lemayik he told him, why does the Torah call, or why is such a concept as a tolder? If you're potter to pay, then what makes it into a tolder? What do you want to say? No, it makes it into a tolder of Keren because there's an Issa Mazik on the Av, so there's an Issa Mazik on the tolder as well. A hard concept to understand because that's how Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying, you're potter to pay. Potter to pay means that you're potter. So if you laugh your Issa, then why is it called a tolder? So okay, you got a very difficult question. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Comes along the rift, turns to the rift in number 2. The first sheet, number 2. The rift says, like this. The rift says, in number 2 on the sheet, on the first page, Midiktani Ovis, Michlal Dika told us. Tell the same, Kayyotuban, Oiloi. What does that mean? Pirush. Kivan the Kaimalon, the Nezek Shalim Emoinahu, since we hold that to pay full nezek is considered memoina, meaning that if an animal gores and you have to pay nezek sholem, memoina, you're paying for the damages that you cause, the chatzi nezek nosahu, but to pay half the nezek, meaning a tam that pays half nezek is only a knas. What does it mean, knas? It means really you are potter and you have to pay half because the Torah says we're going to punish you even if you go only once. It's yechayv to pay half. So, since we know there's a difference between tam and muad you pay full, and tam you pay only half. Umuad shehizik, and the muad that causes damage, mishalim nezik shalim min aliyah, you pay from the min aliyah. V'tam mishalim chasi nezik migufoy, and the tam pays chasi nezik migufoy, meaning the tam pays not min aliyah. Min aliyah means you pay even out of pocket, not the value of the animal. V'tam pays half an ezek migufoy. So being on the meda, we want to know, hani toldus the hani overs. These toldus of the overs. All the four mazikim have overs, and they have toldus, right? Every toldus similar in its characteristics. We want to know, ika yosu behaninu, are they similar? The chol muad minayu, toldo dilei kavosei, that every muad of every minayu, of all the adalat overs mazikim, the toldus is similar to it, Umishalek Nezek Shalem in Aliyah, that the Muad by the four Nezikin pays Nezek Shalem, the Tam, Tolder delay, and a Tam, the Tolder of every Av Nezikin, Kavasei, Umishalem Chasi Nezek Megufoy, and the Tam pays half Nezek, or Dilma told the same Lafayette then. Or maybe the Tolder is not the same as the Av. In other words, the Rif learns that when the Gemara says there's four Nezikin, and each one has its various tolders, which are similar, right? But it's not what's written in the Torah. For example, the Gif and the Shicha. That's the tolder of Karen. Or what's unique characteristic about the Regel is Derech Hiluchoi. It damages while it's walking. So the Av is the fact that it walks and it damages. And the tolder is while it's walking, it's pushing something or something like that. It also damages. So that's the tolder of each Malacha. So the question is the tolder like the Av, Just like the Av, there's a difference between Tam and Mu'ud. Mu'ud you pay Nezek Sholem, Tam you pay Chati Nezek. So it's the same halacha by the Tolda, that the Tolda of every Av also has these halachas, that Tam pays Chati Nezek, and Mu'ud pays Nezek Sholem. That's the way the Rif learns. Now why does the Rif learn like that? Because obviously, you couldn't learn like Rashi. To learn like Rashi, to say that for the same last year when you putter, then why is it called a Tolda? Doesn't make sense. But now it's called a Tolda. Why? Because it's still, you have to pay. When you not have to pay the full amount, you pay half the amount, like Chati Nezek, just like a Tam would pay Chati Nezek in the Av, so to here, the Tam would pay Chati Nezek in the Tolda. That's the way the Rif learns, very clear. What's the problem with the Rif? So the first question, which they all ask, and Rav Nochem asks already, he says, wait a second. The Gemara in Daf Gimel talks about a bar is the Tolda of bar, right? Tolda of bar, the Gemara says, is like, not that I dig something, but I cause some other takola over here, and then somebody else falls into it. Some other, if I dig a half a pit or something, it's a Tolda of bar, right? The Gemara says, is a bar, the Tolda of bar, right? Is it like the bar? So ask the Bachan, according to the Rif, what do you mean? There's no Tam and Mu'ud by bar, right? Tam and Mu'ud, I can say, by an ox that gores. Does it first time, does it three times. I dig a pit. What, somebody falls in the first time, somebody falls in three times? There's no Tam and Mu'ud by pit. So if the whole shot in the Rif says that there's a halacha difference between Tam and Mu'ud by the Av, is that by Tolda as well? By Tolda, there's no difference between Tam and Mu'ud. So what's the Rif saying? Tolda said, the eighth of Allah, the eighth of them. It doesn't fit only by Karen. That's one question he asks. Another question he says, is that the whole concept of Tam is because it's a funny type of thing. Meaning the animal gores, I don't have to watch it the first time. That's only by goring, not by anything else. Similar type of question. In other words, to say Tam and Mu'ud, only, you can only find that by Karen, not by anything else. And the main question that's asked by the Brisk Rav is that, wait a second, it doesn't make sense to me. What's the concept of a Tolda? A Tolda means you learn it from the Av, right? The Av Malacha says that if you says Shar, you cannot gore. So we learn the Tolda, anything similar to Shar is the same halacha. If you learn the Tolda, that the Tolda is Chayim from the Av, then why shouldn't it have the same halacha? That's a more fundamental question. If you learn what's Pshat, Tolda Seyem, Lashka Yaitzeven, meaning you're Chayim to pay, but not fully. If you learn from the Av, then and that's why I'm Chayim to pay, so why shouldn't it be Lashka Yaitzeven? The whole concept is difficult to understand. That is the way the Brisker Rav in the Chiddushim, Mo and Rizal Levi, asked the question on the Rif. He said, what's Pshat in the Rif? Yes, Michael. No, but in other words, why shouldn't you pay whatever the Rif seems to say? The question is, so the same Kayyotaben or Lafayetaben? Mean, the Tolda, not the Av, but the Tolda the Av, does it same halachas, the same qualifications like the Av, that the Av is in between Nezek Shalom and Chati Nezek, or not? Comes along the Brisker Rav, and he says, wait a second, if the Tolda is learned from the Av, right, then why shouldn't you pay the same halachas as the Av? So there shouldn't be a difference. Right. In other words, what's the Rif saying that Kiyotah and Lafi Yotah then doesn't make sense. If you're learning from the Av, then obviously you should have the same halachas as the Av. What's Pshat in the Rif? So, we saw one Pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, so the name Lafi Yotah then, you potter completely. That sure doesn't make sense. Because you potter completely, why is it called the Tolda? That's even harder to understand. But the Rif already tries to say, no. I'm not saying you're potter completely. A Tolda is a Tolda, and therefore you're chayav to pay. But maybe you won't have the same differentiations like you have by the Av. By the Av, you have the Mu'ud and the Tam, and by the Tolda, maybe you don't have. Says the Bishrav, why not? First of all, Nachum says, Tam Mu'ud only applies by Karen, doesn't apply by anything else. So what's going to say, Tolda is the last case, then by bar, by different things? One question. Second question, if the Tolda is learned from the Av, why shouldn't you pay fully? All things doesn't make sense. Yeah, but the Pram Rashi is a much bigger question. That if you're right, you don't learn at all, so why is it called the Tolda? That for sure doesn't make sense. So the whole thing is shrouded in not understanding the concept of Tolda. So I'll tell you two Malachim. I'll tell you the Brisker Rav's Malach. He has a very classic Malach. You know the Brisker Rav's Malach? Classic Malach. We're going to see how he built it out. And then we're going to see Rav Nochem's questions on the Brisker Rav. We'll say Rav Nochem's brilliant but simple but brilliant shot in Rashi. And that is a new understanding in the Rif as well. And we'll come out at the end with two understandings what Pshat and Gemara is on the concept of Tolda. That's the outline of the shiur. But that's brilliant. Anyway, so that's the Brisker Rav's basic questions on the thing. Look at number three. On the sheet, he asked the question, Kedusha Mo'an Izzel Levi, number three, וגם זה לכאורה צריכים. זה מאחד הכל תולדו נלמדס לעניין חיוב ניזוקים מהאח שלו, since it's tolda by definition. How do I know that a tolda is chayiv? Right? Torah just says shor. That shor kiyigach, when it gores. How do I know that a shor pushes with his body is also chayiv? Because you learn it from the av. It's similar to the av. In kain, mehecha tes yechilik b'neim, l'inyan nadir. It's off iun, b'yo adof. All things doesn't make sense. Understand this question? So, fundamental, solid question. Okay. So, Mishkov says he saw it, and he builds it based on a rush. Gemara says later on in number 4 in the sheet, Gemara says that Atzada Shabbashman, let's see the Gemara together. Latsuye Mai. Remember we said in the Mishnah that the 4 Nezikin all have one common thing. That they all are dark and la'azik, u'shmiras and alecha. So to anything else, which is dark and la'azik, u'shmiras and alecha, you might be able to learn from all 4 Nezikin together something which is chayiv, even though you cannot learn each one from you cannot learn it individually from an individual av. But from the Tzad HaShove, the concept is Dachon L'Azik, U'Shmiras on Lecha. So to anything which is Dachon L'Azik, U'Shmiras on Lecha, which can cause damage, is a Chiyuv Nezikin. Says the Gemara, L'Asuyei Mai. What is it coming to include? Om Abaye says Abaye, L'Asuyei Avnoi Sakinoi U'Masoi She'nichon B'Rosh Dachon V'Noflu B'Ruach Metzuyo V'Yizikon. For example, I put my stone or my knife or my baggage on top of the roof. I placed it over there, and then the wind came and blew it down. And they blew it down. Question: how they caused damage after they fell onto the ground? Either while they were coming down or after they fell on the ground. So what did I do? I just put my little bar right on top of the roof. I placed my knife. I let my knife on the floor of the roof. But then, so that's like a little bit of bar, but it's not really a bar because nobody came and got damage on the roof. Rather, the wind, similar to Aish, right, came, Koyach Achamu Aboy, and knocked it down, and that's where it got damaged. So the Gemara says, that we're including from this Tzad HaShove. Gemara says, hey, Chidom, if Bahadi Dikha Azdi, as they're going down, they cause damage, Hainu Aish. That's the same like Aish. Just like I light a fire over here, and then the wind comes, and causes damage somewhere else, so over here also, I light my fire over here, which means I put my rock down, and the wind comes and damages on the way down, Hainu Eish. Maish lo Eish, dekoyach achamu uboi, umoich ushmiras alecha, harina mekoyach achamu uben, umoich ushmiras alecha. Elo basi denaychi, what we're talking about after it fell on the ground. And then it sat on the ground, after it came off the roof. And then it caused damage. Gemara says, idaf kirid ulbein rabbein shmul hainu bor. Maish, if I was mafkid, so that's a bor. Maish lo bor, shkin chilas yasa lenezek, because just like a bor, then when I cause it in the beginning, it causes, it's a takala, it's a damage which I prepare. Etc. Let's skip to the underlying things. We're talking about our master. But it's still not the same as bar. Why? It's not a regular bar. A regular bar, I dig a pit, and somebody falls inside a pit. Here, right, this koyach achamu boy. I dug my bar, meaning I left my knife on top of the roof, and another koyach came and threw it onto the ground. So it's not really a bar. Taimar ka'ani, and you would say by those, shikoyach achamu then. That, after all, it doesn't get damaged, nobody gets damaged on the roof, but the koyach acha, wind comes and throws it to the ground. Eish tachiyach, so I'll show you fire. Mala eish, in other words, eish, has koyach achamu boy. Every time I light a fire, the wind comes and causes the damage. So this is chayav because of eish. The Gemara says, mala eish, shikin dakar leil kolazik. But the fire is darker level plastic here. It stayed stationary in the same place. And a person fell in, got damaged after it rested on the ground. The person got damaged. The Gemara says, bar tichia. Says back and forth. Eish the bar, b'chot adin, and we learn from the Tzad HaShove. So basically, Gemara says that, why do we need the Tzad HaShove of bar and eish together? Each one has something the other one does not have. One has koyach acham uaboy, means that the wind comes and takes it. Another one has that I don't cause the damage, rather, or I prepare the damage over here, but the Maichi Maski, after it's sitting, that's when the damage is caused, that's like a bar. So we found the case, we have bar and eish together. I leave my avnoi, sakino, and masoi, I leave my knife on top of the roof, and then that I created a bar, and then the wind comes and throws it to the ground, and the bar goes to the ground. So why am I chayav? Because we learned it's Tzad HaShove from bar and from eish. Is that clear to everybody what this countative tefillah, you understand? The bar and ace together, meaning, I have my knife on the roof, so I made a bar. But nobody comes and falls, hits my knife when it's sitting on the roof. Rather, wind comes and throws it to the ground. So that's H. So which one is it? Why am I chayav bar or H? One says both. A little bit of bar, a little bit of H. In other words, it's bar because after the knife falls onto the ground, somebody walks and stumbles on the knife and cuts himself. So that's like a bar. But it's not really a bar because I didn't cause the damage on the bottom, I caused the damage on the top. So that's the H, which throws it to the ground. So you need both, the bar and the H, to teach me that this is similar to both of them, and that's why I'm chayav. Right? That's what Gemara says. So the Rosh has the following question. The halacha is that there are certain characteristics which are potter by H. For example, H is chayav only on things which are public. But things which are tamun, things which are hidden, only things which are in the open, that's where H is chayav. If I light a fire and somebody has money hidden inside a haystack, there's a pure tamun by H. Tamun is potter in H. If it's hidden, it's potter in H. So the question is, this avno sakino yumasoi that you left on top of your roof, and then it fell to the ground, and then somebody came and got damaged, so are you only chayav for the things which are galui, which are open? How about this guy had a wallet in his walking with his wallet, and he came, he hit the knife, and the knife cut only, not only him, but actually cut his wallet as well and destroyed all the dollars. So am I chayav on that also? In other words, do I say, since it's a little bit ash as well, so I'm potter from the Talmud, or not? Does it have the coolest of bar and ash, or bar and halacha is only if a person or an animal fall into the bar, chayav, not if kelim, not if utensils fall into the bar? So the question over here, this thing over here, which is avnei sakino masoi, which has a little bit bar and a little bit of ash, so am I going to be potter from the characteristics with potter bar and ash, or not? Right? You understand the question? In other words, do we have the p'tur of bar and ash? So says the Rosh, the ash min hagdolim, when I look over at the top, the maskino of the maskon is, the yalfino we learn, avnoi v'sakino in masoi, shenichem b'roi shagad, that they fell on top, they left them on top of the roof, v'nofru l'vushus rabim ruach masiyo, and they fell onto the street with the wind, v'hiziku, and they caused damage, bosa the naichi, after they fell, mi bar mi ash, and then we learn it, yichaya from bar and ash, and some of the girls say, Shikosu, the loyim chayev, ele mashe chayev bishneim. You only chayev what you chayev in both of them. Uptiri, and therefore, you'll be potter miniske kalim. You'll be potter from any kalim, any utensil that get damaged. Why? Because a bar is potter on kalim. Umi misas adam, and from misas adam, kumoy bar. Umasma umi tamun, and you'll be potter from anything which is hidden, kumoy be'esh. The chiv and the osu and me'atzad, since we learn it from both of them, ya'avinu akal shebishneihem, because we say, you're potter from both. In other words, since a little bit bar and a little bit esh, you'll be potter from either bar or esh. Right? That's one way. So you understand? In other words, since it's something which is bar and esh together, so anything which is potter by bar and potter by esh, you'll be potter there. That's one shot. Says the Rosh, no. V'linia and I say not like that. The chol din bar, yesh v'hem. At the end of the day, how does it get damaged? Anything that damages, I don't care that it got there because of koyach achamur. You're right. You need ash to make me chayev that I put it on the roof. It falls down to the ground, and therefore you need ash to tell me that I'm chayev. But at the end of the day, how is it magic? How do we call this peasant? It's a bar. The guy's knife is on the ground, and I go and I cut myself with a knife. Says the Rosh, holding bar yesterday. It's a dinner bar. The bar gomulheim, avnai the sakino masoi, the boss of the naichi. Really, it's a regular bar. Elo, the loy masinu le melech mikvar luchudei. You can learn from bar itself. Mishum de loy domi le gamrei le bar, vitchila tasiyas le nezek. It's not exactly like bar, mishum de koyach achamu uvan, because after all, you need a fire, or like a fire, you need a wind to blow it down. Really, it's a bar. But it's not really like a bar, because you need koyach achamu uvan. So therefore, he says, Hilkoch, so therefore he says the main thing is that it's a bar. And therefore Hilkoch Gamelu, also these things, the Avnoi Sakino Masoi, which I left on my roof, lo yotsu michlal bar, bishvul elu pirchas. Just because you tell me, okay, it's not a real bar, because koyach achem uvan, you need the wind to throw it down, but it doesn't mean it's not a bar. V'chol din bar lehem, kulos v'chumash v'hem, So Rosh says, I disagree. It's not Eish. I won't give a heter from Eish. I won't say someone is butter, something which is hidden is butter. Why? Because it's a bar. I need an Eish in order to learn that I'm chayev. Correct. I need to learn from Eish that I'm chayev. Otherwise, I'm not chayev. Because after all, chayev achamur, then I need another force to throw it down to the ground. But at the end of the day, what is it? The way of damage is a bar, and therefore it has all the halachas of bar. Is that clear what the Rosh says? Nachum, you're following the Rosh? Surely you're following the Rosh. You gotta go step by step. Yeah? In other words, again, what does it say over here? In other words, you're right. This avnoi sakino yomasoi, this stone, this knife that I keep on my roof, why am I chayev b'mazik? Why am I chayev b'mazik? After all, not H, not bar, not shar, not the written term. What type of tolda is it? Yomar says, well, it's a tolda combination of bar and H. Meaning it's a bar that I placed it on the roof, and at the end of the day, somebody fell into the, instead of falling into the pit, fell into the knife, so it's a bar. But it's also a little bit of Eish. Why? Because just like an Eish, I'm chayiv, if I light over here and it flies over there, I'm chayiv, it's a fire, so too I put the bar on top of my roof and it flies down to the ground, that's an Eish. So I'm chayiv because of, in other words, I know that this tolda I'm chayiv on to pay, because it's bar and Eish. Says the Rosh, yes. Even though it's bar and Eish, but at the end of the day, the form of Hezek, at the end it's called a bar. And therefore, even though you learn it from bar and Eish, anything which would potter you on Eish, tamun, something which is hidden, where Eish is potter, hey, you're not going to be potter. Because at the end of the day, it's bar. That's what the Rosh says. Clear what the Rosh says? Yeah. No. It's somebody going into it. But I put down the knife on top of the roof. And then it falls. Because at the end of the day, the person doesn't get damaged because it falls on top of the person. Bossa the knife he must keep. Afterwards, if somebody hits him. Exactly. So it's bar and age, but really it's bar, and if like this, right? This comes along to this girl. Wait a second. It doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because if, at the end of the day, I know I'm chayiv on this mazik because of bar and age, correct? I learned that you're chayiv on this tolder because I learned it both from bar and from Eish. So why shouldn't I have a patur tumble? I learned it from bar and Eish. So if I learned it from Eish, and Eish is potter on something which is hidden, tumun, so at the end of the day, this is learned from Eish. So why should I be potter? That's the Rishbuk question. I know, so it has bar and Eish. You have, the Rush is right. The first shot in the Rush, you should have the coolest of both. Since I learned a little bit from Eish, so anything where Eish is potter on, it can be chayiv, it's Eish. Anything with bar is potter on, can be chayiv, it's bar. What does Rush say? No. Even though I learned from bar and Eish, and the day's bar. What does that mean? Since I'm learning it from bar and Eish, so that's the only way I know I'm chayiv on this mazik, then why am I, so why then is the p'tur of Tamun, which is the p'tur in Eish, so since I learned it from Eish, it should at least be potter for Tamun. Anything which is hidden should be potter, because at the end of the day, it's Eish also, I learned it from Eish. You're right. But you should have both, coolest of both. What do you mean? What do you mean? No. What do you mean? No. But once, excuse me. That's for sure. It drops from walking through. What? When? Right. Another one alone is enough to potter me. In other, you're right. I'm high by bar. But the age tells me I'm potter. Is this a shtickle age? Yeah. Am I potter on Talmud? Yes. What do you want from me? And then they, without age, I can't be higher. The shame mazik, the fact that I'm chayv and mazik. Exactly, Gemara says that. Or an ish. We learned that Gemara. That you learn both together. You need both in order to make this thing chayv. That's the tolda of Avnei Sakino Masoi. It's the tolda of an ish. So if I need both to make me chayv, so then I should have the pture of ish. So then why? That's the Bishkarov question. Right? That's the question. Says the Bishkarov, we see from over here, and that's his yisod. And he extrapolates and says he goes further into the whole concept of the Torah. There's a Bishkarov that we see from over here there are two concepts. Number one is, why am I chayev on this Torah? Why am I chayev to pay on this Torah? He said, that's one concept. The fact that I'm chayev to pay money on this Talmud, the fact that it's called a mazik is independent, right, with the ptur of Talmud. That's clear. Because I'm chayev to pay as a mazik because I learned it from Bar and Esh. But nevertheless, the ptur Talmud doesn't apply over here. So somehow, both these concepts are different. In other words, I can have the fact that I'm chayev to pay, and then there's a separate question, is this bar, is this esh? And just because I learned it from bar and esh, doesn't mean that it becomes a bar and esh. That's clear in the rush. But it's clear in the rush that because I learned it from bar and esh, doesn't mean it is a bar and esh. Because I learned from bar and esh, is one din, and then there's another question, okay, is this bar, is this esh? In other words, there are two dinim over here. The first din is that what is the mechayim of this Talmud? What makes me chayev to pay this Talmud? He said, the fact that I learned it from Bar and Esh doesn't make it into a Bar and Esh. That just tells me I'm chayev to pay as a mazik. Now there's a separate question. How do we look at this? Is this a bar or is this Esh? That's a separate issue. Says Rosh, we look at it as a bar. There are clearly two things over here. One can't know that just because I learned it from Bar and Esh doesn't make it into a bar and esh. That's what the Rosh says. I learned it from bar and esh, but nevertheless, it's not esh. It's a bar. How could that be? Clearly, says the Rosh, what the Rosh is trying to tell us, that the fact that I learn it from bar and esh doesn't make it into a bar or an esh. It just tells me I'm chayev as a mazik. No name. Nothing. What's a pshat? Says the Rosh, there's two dinim. One din is, how do I know I'm chayev to pay by any mazik? Any mazik, how am I chayev to pay? Says the Biskrov, it's not that I learn it. It's not that I learn it from every single app. I learn from bar, I learn from esh. Once the Gemara says that all the four mazikim had one thing in common, that shmiros on alecha, right, you have to watch it, and dakel avik, so that means that the mechayev of every av and every tolder is a general shein mazik. Shmiros on alecha, dakel avik. Mean anything which you have to watch and daken lazik, you are chayev as a mazik. What is it called? Nothing. No name. I'm chayev to pay. It's a shame mazik. It's a mazik. Then there's a separate question. Okay, how do we categorize this mazik? Okay, says the Rosh. Well, this is more similar to a bar. Okay, we'll call it a bar. Just because I learn it from bar and esh doesn't make it into a bar and esh. Learning it from bar and esh just tells me it's a shei mazik. In other words, I need to know that it's a mazik. How do I know it's a mazik? Says the Bishrof, shmiras on alecha, dach and azik, shmiras on alecha, that means I'm chayev. So I can't learn just from bar. I learn from bar, I learn from esh. But it doesn't become a bar and esh. It just means I need these things to call it a shei mazik. So the first step is it a shei mazik, is it not a mazik? Am I chayev to pay, am I not chayev to pay? Yes, I'm chayev to pay. How do I know I'm chayev to pay? I learn from bar, I learn from esh. What is it? A bar and esh? No, it doesn't become a bar and esh. It becomes a mazik. Period. No name, a mazik. Once I know something is a mazik, we have to categorize it. There are four others in the zikin. There's a shard, there's a bar, there's the esh, there's all types of things. Where do I throw this one in? Says the Rosh. It looks like a bar. So therefore, we're going to call it a bar. Because I learned it from bar and esh, doesn't mean it becomes a bar and esh. Why? Because even bar and esh, the mechayev is not the fact that it's a bar, or that a Torah calls it a bar. The mechayev is, once the Torah, the Mishnah says, all four have its tzad hashava, so there's one mechayev, there's one reason why all the mazikin are mechayev. Shar, bar, mavet, hever, esh, all the mazikin are chayev for one reason only. Memoincha u'shmiros alecha, and dakan avik. That means that the mechayev, the reason why all these things are mechayev to pay, called the mazik, is because dakan avik can cause damage, that makes it chayev as a mazik. So therefore, each one, even the av, the mechayev, the reason why I'm chayev as a mazik, is because it's a shei mazik. I learned that from Darkel Hazik Shmiras on Alecha. Now once I know it's a chayev, and therefore, this av meshakim ha-masoi, that even touch the roof, right? So how do I know I'm chayev today? How do I know it's a mazik? Because we can't just learn from one, so we learn from two. Ei shabar, that's the common tzadash of it. U'shmiras on Alecha, v'darkel hazik. So it's a mazik, now I'm chayev today. Now under what category does it fall? That's a separate question. Okay, says the Rosh. I think it's most similar to a bar. We'll give it a shame bar. The shame bar is not what you learn it from. Learn the problem, just tells me it's chayv to pay the mazik. Once you know I'm chayv to pay the mazik, there's a separate question. Call it a bar, call it ace, call it whatever you want. But that's the concept of a toldin. A toldin av, by the way, according to the Brisker Rav, a toldin av both have the same mechayev. The mechayev of both a toldin and av is achar lahazik v'shmigatam lecha. I gotta watch it, right? Now the question, under what category do I put it in? Okay, I put the toldin under the same category of the av, he'll have all the various halachas as the av does. But the mechayev is the one thing, it's a shema. Clear what he says? Very, very, you say this, yes. What? Yes, absolutely. Why not? Well, let's go slow down. Slow. We didn't get there. No, the question on the risk of on the rip. Slow down. But that we didn't. I get to the rip. I first got to the rush. Is that clear? One thing, Michael. Is that clear in the rush? That's what you're saying. The rush clearly divides the two. I'm showing you how the rush divides the two. The rush says, okay, I can learn from the Asian bar, but it's still not Asian bar. Why not? Because all I'm learning from Asian bar is that it's a mazik, and therefore I'm chayv to pay. Just like I learned from Asian alone, or from bar alone, from Asian bar, from all four, it's the same concept of shmiras and alecha. So Asian bar just tells me it's a shem mazik. That's all. Which one is it? Separate alecha, it's a din bar. That's clearly what the Rosh is saying. Now. Of course we have the alecha reish. But again, what's the mechayev? The same mechayev, the tzad ha-shove. Da'akul mazik, shmiras and alecha. It's a general shem mazik. Every tolder or every av, how do I know I'm chayav? Shmiras alecha. Zach alazik shmiras alecha. Says the Brisker Rav, according to this, you want to see it inside on the rush, you don't want to see it inside on the rush. Number 2a and 2b. Say like this. Vizel, number 2b, skip straight to 2b. Vizel dikoma rush, this is what the rush says. Dil'ingen hadinim shenemru ba'ovas nezikim. Deshein v'regel tum shuz rabim. All the halachas which are said on the ovas. Deshein v'regel apotin shuz rabim. And bar pot ala kelim. Deish pot al tomim. Ain't none of us gichin ala yalpusis. We don't care where you learned it from. Im yafine lechiyuv me'esh me'bar m'shem regel. That doesn't make a difference. You learn it. It's a chayiv mazik. Whenever from the tzadash ove. Rak tzichem onu ladun al hanil madat. Moi after I learned that it's a mazik. Im yesh lav terashar boi va'esh. B'chol shetel is boi bay. Once it's a bar. Afim yafine lechiyuv me'esh. Even if you learn the chiyuv is from esh. I learned it from esh. So what? Harei pot ala kelim. Chayiv ala tom. Chayiv ala tom. Because it's a bar. I don't care where I learned it from. Where I learned it from just tells me I'm chayv as a mazik. Which one is it? That's a separate halacha. Eish, bar, whatever you categorize it, whatever it's most similar to. But the mechayev is a separate thing. The mechayev just tells me that I'm chayv on a, I'm chayv as a mazik. Oh. Says the Biskarov, that's the chat. Maybe that's what the Rish says. Tell the same kayyot then, or tell the same lafiyot then. What did he say? His question like this. Question is that again, the toldus. What's the mechayev of the toldus? Shmiras of the lecho, right? Just like an avos chayev, a toldus chayev. So I know a toldus chayev. The question of the Gemara is toldus seim kayyotzben or toldus seim? No, the Gemara's question is maybe only an av has these halachas what the Torah says, meaning tam and muad. Maybe only applies by the av itself. Shein v'regel, which is potter shus rabim, only by the av itself. Because since the tolder is a mechayev, the same mechayev, and it's the same azik, who says the halachas even apply by tolders? Maybe the halachas of tomun that's potter by esh only applies by the av, not by the tolder. So that's the Rif's question. In other words, when Igmar says tolder same kayyetzven or lavkayetzven, of course, how do I know the tolder? Not because I learned it from the av. We ask the question, if you learn from the Av, it should be the same halach as the Av. The Tolder is not learned from the Av. The Tolder is mechayev that the mazik is because shmiras and alecho, kavanos lazik. Now the question is, oh yeah, but pushing an animal is the same as goring an animal? Well, that's the question. The halachas that are said by goring, keren, tam and muad, does that apply by the Tolder as well? Well, maybe not, since the mazik is the same mazik, so I know I'm chayev to pay, shmiras and alecho, I'm chayev to pay, the Tolder. But maybe the halachas, all the halachas that tell me that by tam and muad is a different tam and muad, and shein is potter b'shus rabbi, and fire is potter by tam, all these characteristic halachas that give me pturim by the various others, maybe they only apply by the av, and they don't apply by the tam. That's exactly the most question. So thank you. It's a navigation. Look inside number C and D. Mufiza nira, vizel gambio ibayim, tov thank you. Then, a navigation, a fifi asharit. Hainu, the ikara ibayi, the question is, if Gam had told us Shema Avaleim, Le'inyan Adinam Yuchadim Yuchadim Em, if the Toldos have the same halacha as the Av. In other words, I know that it's a Shemazik, but is a Tolda which is similar to Esh, do we call it an Esh as well? Remember, just like the Rosh said, that just because something comes from Esh and Bar, doesn't mean we call it Esh and Bar. We call it Bar. So here the question was even beforehand, maybe a Tolda of something doesn't even have the shame of the Av. In other words, it's a Mazik, but who said we even call it a Tolda of Karen? Who said we even call it a Karen? Maybe we just call it Esh Rosh Mazik. Not a Tolda of Karen that you could be Chayiv Nezik Shalom Mechati Nezik. Maybe every Tolda doesn't have the same halachas as the Av, because the Tolda just means that you have to pay, because Mechayim Nefesh Mor Kalecha. What? Not Rashi, he doesn't answer Rashi. Rashi says you pot it completely. Yes, that doesn't answer. Yeah, of course, the Rif argues in Rashi for that reason. The Rif says, and Mechayiv it is. What's the Mechayiv Shmiras and Alecha? Now the Gemara's question is, okay, after I know it's a Mechayiv, does it also have the name of the Av? Or does it not have the name of the Av? Every Tolda of Karen, is it also called a Karen? Is it not called a Karen? If it's called a Karen, is it Bichayev Nezik Shalem Mechati Nezik? If it's not called a Karen, it's just Bichayev Nezik Shalem. Yes, it will be called a Tolda. Tolda just means I learned it from the Tzadah Shavah. So it's Chayev to pay, but it wouldn't be called a Karen. And therefore, what would you be Chayev to pay? How much would you pay for every Tolda? Nezik Shalom, exactly. As you told you, you won't have the tour of Chati Nezik, and you won't have the tour of Tamun, you'd be have to pay Nezik Shalom every time. Exactly. According to the Risk of the Risk is just giving an example. Let's go finish this piece, number 2C. Lufiz Anera Dezeo Gambia Baya, in Tosin Kiesben, the last Kiesben, the people of Israel, Hainu Dikoy Boyi, in Gamma told the Shem Avalen, Lin Yadinim Yichodabem, the told the boy, Atma Shem Boraleo, the Chem told the Keren, the told the Shem Regal, the Eish, him Atma, Shem Keren, the Shem Regal, the Shem Eish Bohu. In other words, do I say the told has the same name as the Av and has the same halachas? Or, skip to the thing, number D. Vizel di Bailog, in Gamma told us Michlolin, the Ethem Hashem Shel Av, Venema Gamalaya Kolhanik Zeus the Kosev, the Tur Kalim, the Tomun, etc., etc. Oilafia, Ben Rosalema, the Neida told us Mil Modi Mil Ovois, the Indian Chiyuva. True, we learn it for the Mazik, we learn it from the Av, we learn it from the Tzad HaShoveh, Avalheim Ba'atzmom, Lav Shem Boil, the Eish, Vishem the Regalbu, Umamela, the Lekaima Laya Kolhanik Dine, the Pture, DNA, Uptue, Shem Igdez the Kosev, because all these things don't apply. In other words, a Tolda, of course, we learn it from the Av, we learn it from the Tzad HaShoveh, but maybe it doesn't have the name. Just like the thing which is taken from the Eish Bar, we learn from the Eish Bar, right, like the Rosh, but it doesn't have the name of the Eish Bar, it happens to have the name of the Bar. So here the Gemara's question is, maybe every Tolda doesn't have the name of the Av at all. Maybe only things where the Torah says, by Yigach, Shein, Keren, and Tamen Muad, but any Tolda, even though it's Chayev to pay, because you're learning that from the Av, but the Tamen Muad, the Halacha, which is called Karen, you don't have by the Tolda at all, and that's exactly the Gemara's question. Beautiful? Absolutely. No, I'll tell you why. That's exactly the point. Excuse me. That's exactly the point. The point is that if it's old, I'm learning, it's old one halach. I'm learning the Tolda to be Yechayev and it becomes the name of the Av. But the way he said he separated the two, meaning the Tolda just tells me it's a Shemazik, so all I'm learning from it is a Shemazik. Not as an old. No, that's not another Mazik, it's a Shemazik. Because each one. But the Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says, Hatzada Shavu Sheben, Shedavu Lahazik, Ushmiras Novecha. That's the question of the Gemara, if there's a halachic difference. But Pshat is, why should there be a halachic difference? Because even though I learned it from the Av, Sada Shavu, all it means that it's Mazik, Chayiv Mazik. But that it actually gets the shame of the Av, maybe no Tolda gets the shame of the Av. No, we're not going to differentiate. All the others have the names, and all the others have the various halachas, and all the tolders, none of them have the name, and none of them can be chayiv tamamut. It's a mechayiv, yes, mazik, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Maybe it's similar to that, so we learn it from there, right? Why? That's the point. I don't have to learn from all four. I can learn just from one, right? Because it's kavanos lazik. It's also kavanos lazik. But all I learn kavanos lazik for the shame mazik, not that it actually gets a name Karen. That's a fundamental question. In other words, does the Torah get the same shame out, and therefore it has all the halachas? It doesn't get the same shame out. Very simple. The problem with the Pshat is that the Rif doesn't say it. Because why doesn't the Rif say it? The Machem asks three questions. He says, number one, he says like this. He says, oh, the Rif is not saying like that. Because the Rif number one says, the Rif only seems to say, look at number two on the sheet, in the first sheet. He speaks specifically by Tam and Mur, right? The Rif says, you have the same halacha of Tam and Mur. According to the Brisker Rav, Tam and Mur is just an example. He says, Tamun, Tam and Mur, all the halachas that the others have, okay, Eish, Tamun is Potter, and Keren, Tam and Mur, there's a difference in Tam and Mur, and Regel, which is the Rav is Potter. All the halachas that they all have, that question is, every your Torah, does it have the halacha of the Av? Does it have the concept of the Av? Is it the same chain? Or is it not the same chain? Nothing to do with Tam and Mur. The Rif seems to say specifically, Tam and Mur. Right? The Menachem doesn't like this whole chat in the Mishnah. There are a few other questions he has. That's the main question that he asks. Comes over Menachem and says like this. Menachem, I should wait till next week to say Menachem? Okay, but he's going to miss the whole thing? Okay, we'll wait till next week. Michael wants to hear it. to understand it well. Okay, I'll just leave you with a question. I'll just leave you with a question. Maybe I'll repeat it again next week because it's so good. So brilliant, but so simple. It's like this. Remember we saw in Rashi, in the beginning of the Masechta, right, on days and days, Rashi says, back to Rashi, told the same lavka yesterday, meaning, maybe the told is not like that. What do you mean told is not like that? What does it mean told is not like that? That it's a told, but you're potter. Right? Told, but you're potter completely. So I'll ask the question, what do you mean? If the told is potter, then why is it a told? Doesn't make sense. If it's a Tolda that's butter, you learn it from the Av. First of all, it doesn't make sense, because it should be like the Av. And second of all, if you're saying it's a Tolda, then it's butter, so why is it a Tolda? The whole thing doesn't make sense. That's the question we ask. Right? Rashi says, so the same Lav Yates then, it may be your potter completely. Or it's only your potter completely. Comes along Rav Nochem, and I heard of Asha Eli, and probably said his name was Fagamo, that he asked a question from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what's the Mishnah? Back to the Mishnah. Turn back to the sheet from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, let's analyze the Mishnah together. The Mishnah says, Abba'av is a Zikin, Ashor Ba'abor Ha'ma'ba Be'en. Right? So what's an Av? Av is whatever is written in the Torah. Right? Everything that's not written in the Torah is called a Tov. Mishnah says, Lo Yare Ashor Kare Ha'ma'ba. Oh, don't try and learn the Shor from the Ma'ba. Why? Because the Ma'ba has an advantage that the Shor does not have. Right? In the four others, what's the Mishnah saying? Maybe don't write all four others. Write only one Av, and I'll learn one from the other. I learn one Av, I learn the Shor from Mavre. I learn Shor from Bar. That's the Mishnah's question. Then you can't do that. You can learn something from all four, but you can't learn one from the other. Says it to Perash Shmuel, wait a second. If you're only going to write one in Torah, then the one in Torah is called the Av. Everything else is the Tov. And the Mishnah wants to say, I would be able to learn Shor from Bar. Only reason I can for a separate reason. If that's a Tolda, and told the same laugh the eight of them, so what am I learning? What's the Mishnah saying? That I'm learning one from the other to be Chayev? Can't. It's a Tolda. A Tolda is going to be laugh the eight of them. So the Mishnah says that it told the same to the eight of them. How could he more have a question? Told the same laugh the eight of them? It told his butter. What do you mean? In the Mishnah, we want to learn only write only one, which is Av. Everything else is going to be the Tolda I'm going to learn from it. What do you mean? Lafki Yechaven. So what are you learning from? So what's the Rashi saying? So Lafki Yechaven, you potter. The Mishnah says, Yechayev. The Mishnah says, don't say Shar, and I won't bother the Yechayev. What do you mean? I can't learn about Yechayev, because that's a Tolda. Tolda Yechayev. Lafki Yechaven. Tell it. That's Rashi's stuff. That's his, Tiberi Shmuel says, the Mishnah says not like that. All things doesn't make sense. Tell it, take a gotcha. Look in the Gemara, look, understand the Gemara correctly, in the Mishnah, the whole thing doesn't start. Look at number three. Over here in the second sheet. Midiktani Abbas Mikhlaldi Katolis Talzeng Yezben or Lafkiyezben. The Kosher, my Kushi. Why do you learn like that? Talzeng Lafkiyezben, you potter completely. Vahaloi Bavadai told the same Kiyezben. Told is yes, Chayat. The E Lafkiyezben, if you want to say you potter, Kosher. Heichka, my Tana, how could a Mishnah say? Loi Harei, meaning, don't write one. And I'll know one. I'll learn one that you chai from the other. Kalayma. Lichta vachem on the shar. Just write shar. Vitesi idich b'nei. And I'll learn the other alves from them. Kosher. Heich yom avon lichta v'idach. ועל הרשי פירש עוד אקסי בתרע ואב. אם כן, אם יכתב התרע שור והשעה נלמד מיני, so then it would be השער הבטולדס. בטולדס אין לאב גטמנט. What's the mission saying? You learn one from the other. You learn one to be חייב. Doesn't make sense. Because that's a tolda. A tolda is going to be potter, according to Rashi, last year to then. So how can Gemara's question go against the mission? Really, you hear the question? Brilliant question. This is a simple bomb question, right? That's the question. Says Reb Nochem, different understanding. Says like this. When the Mishnah says, you learn one from the other, shar from bar, right? He says, you're right. Shar is going to be the of, and bar is not going to be that. But bar is not going to be the total. Because bar is a mazik as much as shar is. No connection between bar and shar. Right? No connection. Meaning, shar is a mazik, and bar is also a mazik. So when the Mishnah says, you learn one from the other, of course you can. Why? Because a bar is an ikar mazik, and a shar is an ikar mazik. So therefore, if it says only shar, I'd learn bar from the shar, and I'd be chayav to pay, because bar is a mazik, just like shar is a mazik. They both are ikrei mazikim. There's no connection between the shar and a bar. Bar is busted at achi maski, it causes damage after I put it down. The shar goes in and is kavanos and mazik. So there's no connection between the two. So if it just says shar, so I would learn bar from shar, from a mamatzinu, from a mahatzad, and I say similar to this, and just like this chayv, absolutely. By a tolda, what's a tolda? A tolda is not another type of mazik. A tolda is the same mazik. It's just a gringer mazik. It's a schwachere mazik. It's a weak mazik. For example, give an example. Shame, right? Shame means that yesh ador lezeka. The animal damages because it has anor. The Mishnah says that besides shame, which is yesh ador lezeka, there's another form of anor that you have that it scratches the back. It has some anor. So that's also a tolda of mazik. But it's not a real hanor lezeka. It's a schwachere, weaker type of hanor lezeka. That's a tolda. It's not a separate mazik. It's part of the original mazik, but a weaker type of mazik. Keren. Keren means kavanos lazik. So the Torah says kavanos lazik means you bore with your horns. That's a real mazik. So now when you push with your body, it's also a mazik, kavanos lazik, but it's a weaker type of kavanos lazik. Weaker type of mazik, you're not learning from the original one. It's included in the original one. That's the difference. It's included, but it's weaker. Shar and bar, so each one is a real mazik. See, right, shar is the one that's written in the Torah. Bar, I learn from shar. See, each one is a real mazik. I'm chayav over here. That's what the Mishnah says. Of course, if that's a tolda, that type of tolda, not a tolda. That type of ikka mazik, you have to pay full damage. Why not? You have to pay. Masha'inkin, if what we're talking about is a tolda, and the tolda, you're not even learning from the name mazik. Because it's part of the mazik, it's just a weaker type of mazik. Answers Rashi. It's a weaker type of mazik. Maybe lafka yaitaben. Maybe it's a weaker type of mazik. It's part of kavanos lazik, but it's a weaker type. Maybe you part it completely. In other words, where do I say the Mishnah says you chayav? Where each one is a real mazik. Shar is one type of mazik. Bar is one type of mazik. Two separate type of mazik. One is busted and aichi maski. The other one is kavanos lazik. So then I'm going to learn one from the other. Of course, that's an ikamazik, and you have to pay. That's what the Mishnah says. Of course, you learn one from the other, you have to pay. When the Mishnah introduces, the Gemara introduces, till the same kayetzben, or till the same lafkayetzben, the Gemara says, no, maybe there's a type of mazik which is part of the original mazik, kavanos mazik, but it's a weaker type of mazik. It's not a strong kavanos mazik like a horn, but rather it's a weaker type of mazik of kavanos mazik. So that's not, we're not learning that from something else. That's part of the shore. Maybe there, told us in, Lafka Yetuben. There, you're talking a high to pay the full amount. You're not going to have to pay anything. Because if the told is part of it, and Lafka Yetuben. If that's the case, why can't you learn it from a Mamatinu? You can learn it from Mamatinu. Because since the Torah says, okay, I'm including all types of Kavanot Lazik, so then everything which included Kavanot Lazik, you can't learn as a separate Mazik. It's part of the original Mazik. And the Torah says, told us in, Lafka Yetuben, to tell me, that it's part of the original mazik, but it's a weaker type mazik, and that's why you part it completely. That's Pshat and Rashi, that you part it completely. Simple. So the same, in other words, the Talmud which we learn from the, not we don't learn from it. It's part of the original mazik, but it's a bad type of mazik, it's a weaker form of mazik. So the Gemara's question is, tell the same creator man, is it chayav to pay just like the main mazik, or tell the same love creator man? Maybe you're potter to pay. Why? Because it didn't make the cut. It's a mazik, kavanos lazik, but it didn't make the cut because it's a week of that mazik, so you potter completely. That's exactly what Rashi said. Now can you hear what he's saying? It's just simple pshat. Am I clear about? Slow down. If you get to the river as well. If you get to the river, you can get to everything. But in other words, pshat in Rashi, we understand. What's Tolstoy last year? Then, by the way, it's a fundamental understanding of a Tolstoy. We're going to get to that next week. I want to go there. Because according to Viskarov, a Tolder is the same as an app. You learn it from Tzadah Shavah on the Shabbat. According to Nachum, just the opposite. A Tolder, we don't learn from anything. A Tolder means it's part of the original Shemazik. If it's part of the original Shemazik, but a weaker type of Mazik, that's why. Last year, then. You're plus it completely. That's exactly what Rashi says. It didn't make the cut. It's part of the. If it's a shahr and a bar, so each one is a separate mazik, you learn one from the other, mamatsinu, of course you'd be higher. But if it's part of the same mazik, kavanos lazik, but it didn't make the cup, because it's not a real kavanos lazik, not with his horn, it's a shvacha type of kavanos lazik with the body, it makes the cup. You're going to be potter. It's part of kavanos lazik, but it doesn't make it. Why? Because it's a weaker type of mazik. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Tell the same, kayyaytseben, or tell the same, latiyaytseben. Beautiful. Now says the Nochem, the same pshat, in the Rif. Maybe what the Rif means to say is like this. Maybe that's exactly what the Rif says. The Rif agrees with Rashi's pshat. The Rif agrees with the concept that the concept of a Tolder is not like the Viskarov says, that a Tolder is the same like an Av, just under what category do you put it? And the Tolder is the Shem Mazik, the same like that. No. According to the Rif, says the Nochem, the Tolder is the same category as the main Mazik. It's just a weaker type of Mazik. So here the Rif says, Michael, hear what the Rif says. The Rif says, young Fender is exactly. In other words, the Rif says, maybe, tell the same lap here, not that you pass it completely, but since we find such a concept that Nezek Shalom you pay by Mur, and Chatzin Nezek you pay by Tam, so maybe every Tolder, you'll pay Chatzin Nezek. Why? Because since it's a weaker type of Mazik, you'll pay half the amount. So Tam and Mu'ud, don't say it has to be Tam as be Mu'ud. That's the same thing you want to show, that there's such a concept of paying half by Karen. So you want to say, every Tolder, last year it's been, since every Tolder, by definition, is part of the original Mazik, but it doesn't make the cut, is it mean you pay the full, is it have the same malachas, and you pay the full amount like the Av would be? Well, no, so then last year's event, and every Tolder, Shar, Bar, Mava, have it all the same. Last year's event, meaning you barely have Chatzin Nezek, because it didn't make the cut. It's the weakest out of Mazik. That's exactly the Gemara's question, but tell the same last year's event. Meaning that since it doesn't make the cut, because it's the same Mazik, but it's a weaker type of Mazik, so therefore, you only pay Chatzin Nezek across the board. Not like he says, Nezek Shalem. Boom, fuck out. You'd say over there, you only pay Chatzin Nezek across the board. Why? Because it's a weaker type of Mazik. And that's exactly what the Rish question is. So I'll say to you, then, or so I'll say last year. You get a pshat? Go to your pshat. Oh, what's the Machlech's Rashi in the Rish? Well, according to this? No. So Rashi says you'll be potter completely. Right. And the Rish says, you won't be potter completely. Just what? No, in other words, but they both say that it's a Shvacha Mazik. The question is, Shvacha Mazik completely potter? Well, maybe what the Machlech is, I can discuss that afterwards. But the Machlech is, 1 second. But it comes out of here, this does come out. It's a fundamental machlokes between the Rif and Rav Nachum, what the mechayev is of every Av and Tolder. See, according to the Rif, in fact, according to the Briskerov and Rav Nachum, according to the Briskerov, every Av and Tolder, the mechayev is the mazik, the Shem mazik. That's the mechayev. What does that mean? Dach el hazik, u'shmiras an olech. That's chayev for Av, that's chayev for Tolder, that's the chiyuv for everything else. This is a separate question. You categorize afterwards each one in different categories. So the Av are the written categories, and the Tolder, you're going to fit into those categories. That's one way of looking at it. According to the, and by the way, the Kavanos Lahazik and the Hanal Lahazik and all these different categories, just tell me which category to put in all the various Tolders. Right? But the Mechayim of the Tolder is the same as the Av. According to Ibnachim, it's exact opposite. The reason why the Torah specifies four others is because the category, the characteristics of every other is the mechayev of every other. And therefore, of every other. And therefore, any Tolder, the mechayev of the Tolder, what makes the Tolder chayev, are those characteristics. But since it's a weaker type of toldus, weaker type of av, so the other Gemara question is a part of, is it kirik to them, lav kirik to them? So the mechayev are the four others. And every tolder, every characteristic is because it's kavanos lazik. Okay, that's why you're going to be chayev. So the question is, what's the tolder? Is the tolder the same as the av, and it's the same shmiros and alecho like it describes it? Well, no, every tolder, the others are the four main mazikim, and those are the ones. The reason why I'm chayev by Karen is because kavanos lazik. And therefore, I'll tell you, every tolder, does that fit into, in other words, does it have the same mechayev as the Karen? Does not have the same mechayev as av. It's a different understanding what's the concept between av and tolder, and that's the difference between a Bishrov and a Nachum. Well, we said something before we came.